Hi, just recording an audio boo journal item. It's March 2012. The reason I'm recording a journal item today is really that I've been thinking about my experiments with podcasting over the last year, not quite year, since the summer last year, summer 2011, and I set out to try and master the whole podcast thing. It's been an interesting journey, in fact. It hasn't quite worked out the way I'd hoped. I've actually done quite a lot in a strange kind of way. Registered with Audio Boo, I've done some experiments with this, but I've also made my own recordings and hosted them on my own server, my own server space, set up a website in order to host that, which has probably saved me a fortune in terms of recording space. But that's been fun. I have used that, but perhaps not for quite the use I'd hoped for. I put a bit of work into setting it up. So I've got the storage space, I've got files, I've got a website, I've got feeds. Used FeedBurner to create a usable feed for the different sub feeds within the site, and also worked out how to get that hosted on iTunes. So from a technical perspective, I think I've mastered quite a lot of the tech, a lot of the methods, which has been interesting and worth putting the effort into. I've also spent some time working on the how-to of recording. So I'm recording through my iPhone, but I've also got a separate dictaphone with a USB socket, so I can record through the dictaphone and then transfer that to the computer later so I can process it, using two packages particularly to do the processing of my recordings. These have been, it's on here somewhere, Audacity. Which is a super piece of software. You can do quite a lot with that, although I haven't quite worked out how to take the files that come from the dictaphone, which are usually WAV, and turn them into MP3s. So although I can do quite a bit of playing around with that, in order to actually process the files initially and get them into a usable format, I've been using another package called, just scanning down because my memory is terrible, it's a good name, Propaganda. The Propaganda software seems to be the best piece of software I've found for that initial layer of podcasting processing. The other thing that I actually managed to do, I was doing some tech support on a conference and was asked to video some of the sessions. And actually what I did was I set up a video from the back to record the seminars and the question and answer sessions. And I had my dictaphone at the desk doing the audio recording and actually upped the quality of my recording by adding in a high gain mic on a lead, which I could clip into a helpful place, or even perhaps as a lapel mic, although really it worked better pinning it to the lectern itself. So I came away with some very good quality audio recordings and some pretty ropey video. Well, the video was okay, but the sound on the video was atrocious because it was coming from a distance and all you could hear was the creak of the camera tripod or the noises of things going on at the back. You could hear the voice from the front, but not very well. So what I then did, using another piece of software, I can't remember exactly what, I edited on the sound from the dictaphone recordings onto the video to give a much better sound quality to those recordings. I was quite pleased when I managed to get that right. It was a bit tricky, actually, because I had to sync the sound recordings with the video, and that required a certain amount of playing around and trying to match the visual signs of the soundtracks so that they they matched up, and obviously the movements of the mouths on the video matched the sound recordings. So I was really pleased when I managed to get that working. So, having said that, lots of good tech, lots of good learning in terms of the how to record, how to edit, how to publish, how to manage feeds, and then how to publish those feeds on, to link those feeds on through Facebook or Twitter or other links. So from a technical aspect, I think since September when I got going on this, I haven't done too badly. In terms of what I've recorded, though, I think I haven't recorded quite what I had expected to, and I'd hoped to have more recordings of interviews, conversations, and something more show-like, I suppose. I think the social element of social media. I've got a lot of media. Don't get me wrong, and people have appreciated different bits of the media. It's been useful for other things. As I say, the local ministry network conference, I produced a huge number of feeds from that in terms of podcasts, audio recording, video recordings of sessions, managed to put that up. And just recently, it's been the 20th anniversary of Cornerstone Church in Milton Keynes, and I recorded some of the events associated with that and have been able to put them out in different ways. So I'm quite pleased with some of those recordings and some of the little sound snippets of different events which I've been able to record, usually using Audioboo actually, and then put out onto different feeds, and people have liked those little bits of friendly sound of performances in different events, and that's been good. But I had hoped to get a bit more of a social interaction going. I think the best I had was the interview with Samuel Monumane when he came to Milton Keynes last year, and he'd done 8 months placement in the city from Lesotho, and I did a little interview with him on the way out, and it was quite fun. But there hasn't been a lot of that, and I think what I would like to develop now is some of those conversations. There's one of the video or audio casts from the conference I did, which I'm actually quite pleased with, which was a question and answer session. And what I liked about that was that, well, I was hosting it, so I could be pleased with this, but actually it did have quite a fun and conversational feel. And I do wonder if there is more mileage in getting some people together and recording some conversations and putting that out. Anyway, as I say, it's March 2012. I've been experimenting with podcasts since September 2011. So lots of technical learning, but I'm still, I think, at the very early stages of I'm not quite sure the word is, content production. I've got to work out some new ways of actually producing content, or just managing the content that I can record and taking advantage of those opportunities that I get. Anyway, this is signing off. This is Tim. Whoever's listening, have a good day. Bye.